Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big and blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
I think that you will notice if you do a deeper dive into the conversations with the Sun CEO, when reporters have pushed him on this issue, would you go other places? Mm-hmm. He sort of defers and said, I don't remember his exact language, but something like, we're thinking about our future, but our future is really downtown. He hasn't committed to saying, no, absolutely not, we're not going anywhere.
All right, that's Lori Roberts, Arizona Republic columnist, with Bruce and Pamela today. Basically, Lori Roberts has said, hey, you know what? I've talked to someone on the Phoenix City Council, and that person told me Sarver threatened to leave if he didn't get his money for an arena.
And mentioned two cities specifically, whether it was veiled or whether it was overt, we don't know, but that's what Lori Roberts is saying.
It doesn't surprise me. Now, the Suns say that's never taken place.
We are committed to staying here. We've never mentioned or threatened anybody.
Correct. Who do you believe? Because I know who's right here. The Suns are saying all the right things publicly, but you know behind closed doors they're probably threatening to leave, even if it's just a threat.
Well, I tried to say hi to Lori Roberts once, and she blew me off.
Did she really?
I mean, do I trust her judgment?
Does that mean I don't trust your judgment? You might have been creepy around her. I don't know
what
the deal was.
You
could have fanboy. I don't know.
Fanboy.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, fanboy. I only do that around Yvonne Winget Sanchez.
Okay.
Fanboy.
Well, I'm just saying. So, I believe that Lori Roberts spoke to somebody in the Phoenix City Council, and that person told her, yeah, he's threatened to leave. Here's the thing. What's wrong with that? He's a businessman. He can do whatever he wants. He can leave. He can stay. He can pay a tremendous amount of money if he wants to leave. He'll have to pay, you know, all these fees.
Franchise fees.
I mean, it's incredible. A better move for Robert Sarver is to sell the team. But I'd love to see that. A better move for Robert Sarver
because he'd make his money and move on.
Well, I mean, I'd like to see the Suns owned by someone who knows what they're doing.
There you go.
He doesn't – listen, the Suns haven't made the playoffs in 9 years. Suns are an embarrassment right now. They're 4-25.
They're the worst run franchise in sports, not just the NBA.
Correct. That is absolutely correct. Now, again, Robert Sarver, smart guy, billionaire. You're not a dummy if you're a billionaire. He knows how to make money, and he also knows how to make a deal. So what he's probably doing is, behind closed doors, he is probably threatening.
He's trying to get leverage.
We'll leave. But here's the thing. Should the Phoenix City Council say, okay, bye?
I would pack him a sandwich, and I would tell him,
no,
don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
I don't like that saying. That's very, take the gorilla with you.
No, the gorilla gets to stay, man.
Listen, I've been
trying to keep the gorilla.
I've been trying to get rid of that gorilla for years. I mean, if Sarver leaves, let's get the gorilla out too,
Come on.
Hater.
I hope the city council, and this is what baffles me about the city council, you don't like the deal, you didn't have the votes. There's a poll out that says an overwhelming majority of citizens don't want the deal. Why did you delay? Who are you trying to convince here, and what are you trying to accomplish?
You think the Phoenix City Council should have voted no yesterday?
Voted no on the deal and made Sarver come back to the table.
Well,
again, stand up and don't let somebody hold your city hostage.
You're talking about politicians. Stand up. No, politicians don't stand up.
I know.
They go into the corner and they're in the fetal position.
I know. That's why I wish they had voted to just continue. And if you don't have the votes, you don't have the votes. And let Sarver, city council, you have leverage here. Sarver isn't going anywhere. There's no way, because there could be a way, but from all indications, it is in your best interest to stay strong and let him blink first or let him do whatever. When you're playing chicken, you'll win. You've got the leverage.
We spoke earlier today to Kate Gallego. She's in a runoff for the Phoenix mayor.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to take place early next year. What she told us was, hey, let's support the Suns, but no taxpayer dollars.
Right.
So if she becomes the mayor, she'd be willing to walk away from the Suns? It's a tough thing to do. You know, I even asked her, you know, downtown would struggle. She said there's a lot more going on down. I'm putting words in her mouth a little bit, kind of rephrasing.
That we have a vibrant downtown.
There's a lot more going on downtown than the Suns.
Right.
But I'd love the Suns to stay. That's what she said.
Well, I think everybody would love the Suns to stay, but you cannot be told, well, if I don't get what I want, I'm going to take the team. Hey, once you make that declaration, you better be prepared to either walk, or you as the city council better be prepared for him to walk, because you don't want to give away everything in order to keep the Suns
here. If he moves to Seattle, what was the name of the team there? The Seattle
Supersonics, you mean?
Will he call it the Seattle Supersuns?
No, he'd call them the Super Sarvers.
That's
of course
awesome.
He would.
You're listening to the Big Four at 4. We bring you four big blockbuster stories to start the 4 o'clock hour.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 2.
For a moment, oh so brief, the president talked about working with Democrats, but then his border wall.
And then we have the easy one, the wall. That'll be the one that will be the easiest of all. What do you think, Chuck? Maybe not?
It's called funding the government, Mr. President.
So we're going to see, but I will tell you the wall will get built. We'll see what happens.
Okay. So
wait a minute. I'll tell you we'll get it built, but we'll see what happens. Wait a minute. What is going on?
The president wants the wall built, and he's ready to shut the government down. But you know how we just talked about taxpayer dollars going to the Phoenix Suns?
Yeah.
Well, if Trump wants to build the wall,
let Sarver pay for it.
Taxpayers will pay billions with a B. So we all...
Well, we kind of knew that, right?
Well,
he wants $5 billion to start, right?
Yes, but, you know, first of all, if you're going to have a big, beautiful wall... you know, and I'm so tired of, well, Mexico's supposed to pay for it.
Nah,
we all listen. Candidates lie when they run for office, and then when they get in office, they lie. So you shouldn't really, you know. I never thought Mexico was actually going to pay for it. Believe me, I mean, really, no one ever thought that would happen. You know, here's the thing: do you want taxes raised to build a wall? I don't. I don't want my taxes raised to build a wall.
Well, you know, you can figure
it out a different way. Okay, I might be in for the wall.
But you say that as somebody who lives here in Arizona.
Correct.
I think most of us, we know a lot more of what's going on than, say, somebody in Dubuque, you know, or somebody in Nebraska.
Well, I don't want my taxes raised for anything. I'm so tired of it.
You're right, but I think there are people out there that are saying, hey, you know what, if that's what it takes,
mm-hmm.
my town has been overrun by, you know, Hispanics or illegal immigrants now, I don't like this, I wouldn't mind. I bet you there are a number of people in America, not Arizona necessarily, but Arizona, who say, oh, yeah, we need to still build that wall. Guess what? It's not going to happen. There's no way he's going to start building a wall that he wants.
Not so sure.
There's no way.
He could shut the government down and the Democrats could cave.
Yeah.
You never know.
Cave to what, though? $5 billion to what? Where are they going to get $5 billion? Where are they going to? What are they going to cut from? We are already at $200 trillion in debt. Where are they going to get $5 billion in order to reopen the government? I just don't understand what
Trump
they would do.
Trump sleeps on money. You let him use his own money.
Well, that
he's
I'd
got
be
it
in
under
favor
the mattress.
Of. That I'd be in favor of.
No, the government will put together, you know, these budgets, and they'll put this towards that and that towards this and all that. Listen, $5 billion is a lot of money. I think it's going to cost more
than
that.
Let them tax softball bats in order to build
the
wall.
That's the worst thing you've ever said.
I figured.
That was awful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm basically a professional softball player.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Hit mm-hmm. 688 last season.
And I'm basically a professional broadcaster, right.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry excuse for one.
Exactly. So
hey,
is your son.
Those, you can't come back from those words.
Oh,
I can call you bad at your job.
I'm going to take my ball and leave the town if you don't give
me
what I want.
I can call you bad at your job, but you can't say I can't hit a softball.
Nobody's questioning if you can hit a softball. You said you're a professional softball. Basically.
You're listening to the Big Four at 4.
Basically.
We start the 4 o'clock hour with four big blockbuster stories. And congratulations to you. You haven't ruined a segment yet today.
Oh, that's
and
something
yesterday
inspiring.
There was two. You ruined two.
At
right
least.
Down the tube. We got big story 3 and 4 to go.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 3.
Republican Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona said his farewell speech would be personal and focus on the American commitment to democracy.
And be cheered by Mac and Gatos.
Hooray!
Hooray! He's not going to talk anymore.
I believe that we all know well that this is not a normal time.
All right.
And that the threats to our democracy from within and without are real.
That's Jeff.
And none of us can say with confidence how the situation that we now find ourselves in will turn out.
Flake has been one of President Trump's toughest Republican critics.
Yeah, you want to know what Jeff Flake is going to be remembered for?
I don't think anything.
Good point.
Or the fly in the ointment during the Trump administration that amounted to a hill of beans.
Watch this. I'm Jeff Flake, and I don't like the president, and I dump on him all day. But then, you know what I do? I vote with him all day.
Right.
I mean, can you know what we need to do? We have to. Is it his last day?
Are you going to sing him happy birthday with your kazoo?
No. Let's pop the bubbly. Oh, here we go, baby. Let's pop the champagne.
Now, wait a minute.
Goodbye, Jeff Flake.
Wait a minute.
Oh, delicious.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
you
yeah.
usually pop champagne for a celebration.
Well, when's the last time I popped champagne?
Remember
when I told everybody, don't vote for Diane Douglas?
Oh, yeah. It
was
when Diane Douglas wasn't elected.
I popped the bubbly.
Right. But there's a reason we pop the bubbly for Diane Douglas.
Right. There's a reason I'm popping the bubbly. We don't have to listen to it. Okay.
Diane.
Oh, yeah. This is a flowing knife,
you know,
baby.
You are going to hit somebody in the eye with that thing. Diane Douglas was
awful,
incomprehensibly
terrible.
Bad at her job.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Flake is an afterthought. I mean, it's not. He's not good or bad. You know, it's better to be hated than ignored. It's better. You know what I mean? I don't know what his reputation will be down the road because he was ineffectual. He was kind of, I mean, up here when it comes to talking about. He may be a good guy, but for the love of everything, he looks like a yacht salesman in San Diego. That's where he should be in his Madras shorts and his topsiders. I don't understand why everybody's like, yay, Jeff Flake's leaving. It should be like, that guy? Okay, I don't even remember what he did.
No, I'm celebrating the fact he is leaving. Oh, who wants some? Young Zoe, what do you think? A little bubbly?
He's young.
Pablo, let's do this thing.
He's young.
He's 20-something. He's fine.
Mm.
More from Jeff Flake, yes or no? What are you thinking? You want me to play another
clip? Of course
clip?
Not.
I believe that we all know well that...
That did. You were terrible.
All right.
This is not a normal time.
You are not a normal person.
All right. Is it going to be better?
The threats to our democracy
with Kirsten Sinema.
Because
again, if you're going to celebrate, we celebrated Diane Douglas because a rug could do a better job than Diane Douglas. Okay, an old tattered rug on Antiques Roadshow could do a better job than Diane Douglas.
Lloyd's cat would be more effective at running schools.
Lloyd's cat's hair from its tail would be better.
Or
at the
Lloyd's
job.
Cat that was coughed up could do a better job than Diane Douglas. Hairball.
Lloyd's cat's hairball.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we should celebrate Diane Douglas not being, you know, Secretary of Education. Is it going to be better, or are we going to look back 2 years from now and go, man, I wish Jeff Flake was here.
Doesn't matter. He's gone. Oh, yeah. Have another glass, Mac. You're listening to the Big Four at 4. Oh, yeah. 4 big blockbuster stories. You feeling tipsy yet? Yes
no.
or no? You're
no.
a lightweight man.
No.
You said no. You take like 2 sips and you're like, woo!
No.
All right. You want to go to Big Story 4?
Please.
Please. Let's do it.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 4.
Well, that's a wonderful way to start.
That's a great way to start a segment.
What did the teacher say?
All started when one student used the N-word.
Oh, geez.
Here we go.
To another in the class back on November 29th. The parent also told us that the teacher then said the word should be okay to use because it is used within the African-American community.
I am a member of the Coalition for Dismantling Racism.
At tonight's school board meeting, community members raised concerns.
We watched the video, and it was somewhat vague, but it was pretty clear some of the racial epithets that the teacher was saying.
So the teacher also used the N-word.
Right.
And she said, listen, I can use the N-word.
Why can she... Oh, because she's black, so she can use the N-word.
She's not black.
Wait a minute. She's not
white.
John Mayer or Eminem here.
No.
What do you mean?
She's white. She says, well, listen, I could use the N-word because I had a black nanny.
Oh, Jeff.
Oh, for Flake. Crying out loud.
Oh, Jeff flipping Flake. Are you? That's the excuse she. I can use the N-word because I had a black nanny. That should be the height, the absolute penultimate paramount reason to not use the N-word, you dolt. You insulted your nanny. Mm-hmm. You insulted her years of service to you raising your privileged buttocks. Mm-hmm. And you're going to insult her legacy in Africa. But, hey, don't worry. I get a pass here. I had a black nanny. Somebody ought to just, call my mama. Wow.
And right around Christmas. It's not very festive.
Jeez. Of all the lame excuses.
So, you don't think that's a good reason I had a black nanny? You've been listening to the Big Four at Four.
Terrible.
The Big Four at Four with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big Four at Four delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.
All right, if Robert Sarver sold the Suns, would you pop the bubbly?
Absolutely. That's something to celebrate because you know it'd be better.
All right, we'll talk about that next.
Nice. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
This weekend is pretty special. We are going to watch a foster child. We are doing respite care for a family who has been licensed, and they are going out of town. So we said, sure, we will be able to take your foster child. And it is just, it's so, boy, do the memories flood back. Hearing this child's story, how this child arrived, mm-hmm. again, late at night, clothes on their back, something from DCS, a bag, and that's all they have. A bag from DCS and the clothes on their back.
That's how your kids arrived.
And that's how our kids arrived when we picked them up over a year ago in April, April 6th. This is why we do Caring for Kids. This is why Mac and Gatto's Caring for Kids is so successful. We have to do better as a state because there are 16,000 kids in foster care. And I have certainly learned a lot about myself. I've learned a lot about the foster care system. But the one thing I keep coming back to is think about this. Someone you don't know shows up at your door and says, you must come with me. You have no choice.
Scary.
And you cannot bring anything with you or bring something that you want to bring, but only that you can carry. And they take you to a place you've never been, and they give you to people you've never met and say, these people will take care of you. Imagine the fear in that child.
It's like you're being kidnapped.
Bingo. And so that really changed at least my wife and I's mind of the terror that these kids have gone through with either being abused or neglected or what they've had to deal with. And then on top of that, hey, this is this bright new shiny family and we want to help you. Those kids are scared to death. They have nothing of creature comforts that surround them. They have clothes that don't fit. They have clothes that have sort of been burned 2 months ago because they're so dirty and stained. This is how you can help. Bring something or go to a Walgreens and buy something for these kids that when they come into DCS care, DCS can say, here's shoes that fit or here's a jacket that fits.
Your feet have been cold for a year. Here's a pair of socks. So every Walgreens in the valley, every single one, there's a bin. It says Mac and Gatos Caring for Kids. Buy some stuff. Toss it into the bin. It's not that hard. You just got to go to a Walgreens. It's really very, very simple.
There's a Walgreens all over the valley.
Yeah. Your gift, it could go such a long way towards giving a kid something for Christmas. So Today's Thursday. Our big day is going to be Friday, December 21st.
Right,
next Friday. We're going to be out at a Walgreens on 7th Street in Thunderbird, and it's a massive collection drive. And you could either bring it there, or the simple thing is go to any Walgreens. If you want to know what to buy, text the word KIDS to 411-923. It's just, I'm glad you put that in perspective because, you know, I couldn't imagine, you know, being a four-year-old and someone says, you got to, let's go.
When we found that out in training, that puts it all in. Why aren't these kids happy? I'm giving them all this stuff.
Oh, no.
Think about if someone showed up at your door and said, you have to come with me and you can bring one thing. And you don't know where you're going or who's going to take care of you.
That's awfully scared. Awfully scary.
But foster care is necessary.
Yeah.
It's needed. And this is why we help those foster families. And we do it every year. And this is going to be the sixth annual.
Mac and Gatos, caring for kids. Go to a Walgreens, buy stuff, put it in the bin that says Mac and Gatos. And as I've been saying, you know, it shouldn't be about what you're getting for Christmas. It should be about what you're giving for Christmas. So let's give to the vulnerable children. Okay, so we've been discussing Suns owner Robert Sarver. You know, there is a report that, yeah, he threatened to move the team out of Arizona. Now, it may have just been, hey, listen, you don't give me what I want with that arena. I could always move my team to Seattle or Vegas. The Phoenix City Council decided, well, we're not going to vote on the repairs to the arena yesterday. They punted till next year. They want to have all these forums for people to come and say, yes, I think we should use taxpayer money to give it to and give it to a billionaire. No, we shouldn't use taxpayer money. I make $35,000 a year. I don't want that. Why don't we have our own forum right now and open up the phones to you at 277-5827. You okay with paying some taxes to keep the Suns?
If it meant keeping the Phoenix Suns downtown at Talking Stick
Resort
Arena.
You're willing to chip in?
Yeah.
602-277-5827. Let's hear from you. Let's hear from the Valley on this one because you're involved. You are a major player in possibly keeping the Suns here. 602-277-5827. Is it okay with you to pay this tax to keep the Suns? Your call's next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
If you're a Suns fan, we wanted you to call us. Or even if you're not a Suns fan, let's open it up to everybody. 602-277-5827. Robert Sarver says, I want the city to pay for some upgrades, and I'll pitch in some money too.
Mm-hmm.
But they want, the Suns organization wants $150 million from taxpayers. He will pitch in 80. And yesterday, the city council said, whoa, we're not sure if we want this deal or not. We're going to punt this until January 23rd.
They didn't have the votes to put this through.
Right. So what we want you to do is call us and say, would you take this deal? Would you want the Suns to stay in, and would you pay it?
Just about 2 minutes ago, Robert Sarver went to Twitter on the Suns account, and he put out a video. Let's listen to what he had to say. This is the first time you and I will hear it. We'll hear it live here, just like everybody else.
Hello, Suns fans. I hope you take a minute to listen to an important message that I want to share with you. First and foremost, the Phoenix Suns are not leaving Phoenix. I am 100% committed and have been for the last 4 years to find a solution to keep them in downtown Phoenix where they belong. I am a strong proponent, as evidenced by the term sheet that I signed last week, that we should renovate the Talking Stick Resort Arena and once again restore it to a world-class facility. In addition, it is important for the Phoenix Suns to build a first-class practice facility so the players of the Suns and the Phoenix Mercury can continue to develop. I am 100% all in keeping this team right here where we stand. And I want to make sure that that message comes across crystal clear to every one of you. Thank you.
All right, Robert Sarver taking to Twitter. Obviously, he feels like he's got to fight this PR war.
Yeah, because something has gone awry that Lori Roberts from the Republic, from Arizona Republic or azcentral.com, is saying that a council person spoke to her and said, Sarver,
threatened
either
to leave.
Veiled or just absolutely, you know, up front said, I am in some way going to leave if I don't get this deal.
Right.
And so now he has to play catch up and he has to play defense of, whoa, 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 whoa. That's not true. Never said it. I am fully committed to staying downtown. All right. That's fine. But now that we have this information, does it change your mind as a Phoenician, as a member of the Valley, as a Phoenix Suns fan? Do you want the city council to vote for this deal and another tax has to be enacted and $150 million has to go into Talking Stick Resort Arena?
Well, let's talk to you. 277-5827. First time we'd open up the phones on this one. Who do we have first, Matt?
All right, Chris, you are in Chandler. Chris, yay or nay?
Yay, but depending.
That's fair.
All right.
Electrical, plumbing, concourses, safety. Yes. Jumbotrons, practice facilities, flashy lights and lasers and pyro? No.
Why?
Because that's on the team. If that's what Sarver wants. You think Jerry Jones asked the taxpayers to pay for his 80-yard Jumbotron in Jerryland? Hmm. You know, if you're going to widen concourses, that's safety. Increase security, great. Plumbing, electrical, sure, no problem. And but aesthetics... And if you're going to ask your landlord to fix your plumbing, she's going to do it. If you're going to ask your landlord to, you know, hey, I need some fancy new rocks in the backyard because I don't like the way it looks, she's probably not
going
to do it.
Right, and that's exactly where I was going. The Suns are a tenant. The arena is owned by the city. So it's like asking your landlord or the person that you pay rent to, hey, I also want a big screen TV. Well, should your landlord be buying you a television, or should they be replacing, oh, I don't know, you know, indoor plumbing that's broken or fixing your toilet that's leaking? I hear what Chris is saying. Absolutely. But how much money is Sarver going to say, OK, we have a deal? Or is he going to stick hard and fast to $150 million? Let's see. Debbie, you're in Phoenix. What do you say, Debbie?
I say absolutely not. I have followed the Suns since they started. They played. We had season tickets for years, and they played much better when they played in the Madhouse on McDowell than they ever have in this new facility of theirs or their current facility. I say when they bring crowds into capacity and they win a championship, then we should give it to them. They have to earn it.
Debbie, no offense. You and I could be dead by then. I mean, seriously. Seriously, the Phoenix Suns have never won a championship. If you're going to put it all on, well, you've got to bring us a championship. Mm. You cannot put that expectation, but at least you could say, hey, man, you got to improve the team. At least have a winning season. At least get us to the playoffs. If you're holding out for a championship, my goodness.
Well, remember what the president and CEO of the Suns told us yesterday. He said... It's a short-sighted way of looking at it by just saying our record is bad and we've been bad for 9 years.
Well, define short-sighted, they've been bad for 9 years, though. I mean,
yes.
That's a decade.
But what I think he's talking about the Suns play there. You know, there are other teams that play there.
Right.
The Rattlers play there, I believe. The Mercury certainly play
right.
there.
And there's a ton of shows and
concerts
stuff.
Concerts are there, shows. And, you know, I from what I took from that, he's basically saying the team's not going to be bad forever. You know, would you if the Suns were in first place right now, would they get this building up to code or fancy it up a little bit?
Without this
I'm
tax?
I'm not so sure that taxpayers would want to do it anyway.
See, I totally agree with you because, again, the tide has turned mm-hmm. in the general public that cities don't want to fund big arenas or stadiums anymore and be on the hook for it.
Yeah, I mean, just not the way people want their tax money.
Right.
You know, spent. So... we'll have more about this in the 5 o'clock hour, but Robert Sarver with a big announcement on Twitter
yep.
saying his team isn't going anywhere.